A lot of your writing revolves around your interactions with strange people, for lack of a better term. You know, your neighbors, people you sit next to on a plane, cab drivers, they all seem to have this tendency to say crazy, odd, sometimes inappropriate things to you. And I'm curious if you think there's something about you that brings this out of people.
Well, I think, like, I've been places with Hugh before.
Your boyfriend.
Right? Like, Hugh and I were in Oxford in England, and we were waiting for a bus. And I think his mother was with us, too. And there was this drunk guy. And he didn't go to Hugh, and he didn't go to his mother. He came to me.
Right.
Right? And he asked for money. And I did just what everybody else did. I just pretended that I didn't hear him. But he left everybody else alone, but not me. Mm-hmm. But and I think it's because I'm small and I'm unthreatening. I mean, I'm not threatening in any way. Like, sometimes, like, a guy will be, like, really handsome, and so you're kind of threatened by his handsomeness, or he's really tall, or he's really, you know, has big muscles or a booming voice or whatever. But I'm not threatening on any level, and I think that that has a lot to do with it. Also, I try not to stop things. Like, I was in a situation in London recently, and I thought, okay, one little comment would stop everything in this situation. But I don't want it to end. I want this to go to its logical conclusion. I don't judge in situations like that.
Do you think that's the writer in you or just the human being you are?
The human being I am is timid. So I think the writer just sort of makes money on timidity.
Sure.
Makes the most of timidity.
Now, here's a question I've been dying to ask you. Now, I read that you do not have a cell phone.
No.
Is this still true?
Yes.
Okay, now I also do not have a cell phone because I hate the entire idea of it. You know, I could go on for hours on that. But what I am realizing lately is that there is this incredible backlash against people who don't have cell phones. And I'm wondering if you've run into this too.
Well, at first when cell phones came around, people said, oh, I need a cell phone, I'm a doctor.
Right.
And I thought,
okay. I could
okay.
deal with that, yeah.
And then it was, I need a cell phone, I'm a mom.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And then from there, it all of a sudden, everybody needed one. Mm-hmm. And no, I do notice that. And people said, you know, when you're on a book tour, somebody meets you at the baggage claim, right?
Yeah.
I was met by a woman the other day, and she said, I found out you don't have a cell phone. What if you were at the wrong baggage claim? And it's like, you know, this is a small airport. I'd find
right.
you.
Exactly.
I really would find you.
I mean, there's ways to do that.
You get on the bus in London, everyone has a cell phone, and everyone's speaking a different language. But I was on the bus a while ago, and this man behind me said, you get her out of the office. Just distract her. I don't care what you tell her. You get her out, and I'm only going to need like half an hour with her computer. And then he said, oh, I knew him from Russia. I knew him from the KGB days. I was sitting in front of a spy, and I didn't want to turn around and look.
Right.
And the guy next to me was English, and then he was looking at me like, there's a spy behind me. And then when it came time to get off the bus, I stood up and I was going down the stairs. And so I looked over and it was this dumpy guy in a sweatshirt. And I thought, maybe he's just a nut.
Right.
You know, he could just be a nut talking to nobody on the phone.
Right.
So everybody will think that he's an interesting spy.
I always assume that it's crazy things are happening around me. And then I think maybe I'm on like one of those candid camera shows.
Uh-huh.
And they're waiting to see if I'll respond. And if I do, then I'll be like the fool on TV. So I just pretend like it's all normal because I think I'm on candid camera.
Well, like I saw a dollar on the street. I didn't pick it up
right.
because I thought, A, I don't really need it.
Uh-huh.
But B, I was afraid it was going to be glued to the ground
right.
or there'd be a string attached to it. Or it was the same thing.
You touched on this in the book, the idea of people being nostalgic for an era they never lived in. Kind of like being all wistful about the Renaissance and the cool outfits that you could have worn, but you know, overlooking the bubonic plague and all the rats running around, that kind of thing.
Well, like I was, when I was a teenager, you know, I so wished that I had lived like in the 1940s, right? But then when you think about it and you think, well, then I would be on Iwo Jima, you know?
Right.
That's where I would be. Or as a homosexual, I think in that time period, I would have to be married, you know, or I couldn't live with Hugh, not unless I told people that he was my cousin or something.
Right.
Or one of us was in a wheelchair. You know, I pretended to be paralyzed and the other person pretended to, like, be his manservant, you know, slash nurse. I guess what I wish is that I could get rid of certain things. I just think certain things weren't well enough thought through. Like
mm-hmm.
the internet, I think it needed a little little bit more thought needed to be applied to it before it came into being.
And how might you fix this?
You know, I've just been surprised by things. Like, I heard a song in a store, right? But I was afraid to ask who it was. So I thought, I wonder if that's Madonna. I wonder if that's from the new Madonna record. So I learned how to, I knew how to do that, and I could type in, and then, it's too early for the video, but I guess, like, people made their own videos.
Okay.
You know, like, just pictures, montage pictures. And then there were comments underneath it. Her hands are so veiny. You know, I hope I look better than that when I'm her age. You know, she works out 4 hours a day. Look at all those veins in her hand. Like, do you really care that much? It's not like they're guitar strings, you know? It's not like you're going to, you can play them. I mean, do you really have opinions on that? It used to be if you did a show in a theater. Let's say I go to a 2,000-seat theater and I read out loud, right? Now, it used to be maybe the theater would get a few letters from people, right? Regarding what I read or regarding whatever. But now they get emails. My seat was hard. I ordered a Coke and there were only 3 ice cubes. Like, the bathroom wasn't clean. Somebody had spit in the sink. Like, and if they had to put a stamp on it, I believe they would think, you know what? That's really not worth 38 cents. It's really not worth it. But now, because it's just free to moan about stuff, I liked that first thing you read, but I didn't like the second or the third. What do you? Then I won't read those at your wedding. I mean, what do you want me to do?